Well, let me be clear. There is more throughput than there has ever been. In other words, we are processing right now as a country record levels of containers and other goods coming into our ports already. The issue is that there's even more demand than the supply chain can support. Remember, we are relying on supply chains that were built generations ago. It's one of the reasons why this entire year we have been talking about and working on infrastructure and are eager to see Congress act to get this infrastructure deal through. You know, it includes $17 billion for our ports, which is a level of support, federal support, for ports that we've never seen before. Of course, that's a long-term concern. There are short-term steps that we can take too, like expanding the hours at our biggest ports and working with terminal operators, with truckers to get that flow of goods. Think about it. When you see these pictures of those ships waiting at anchor, waiting outside of the ports, that means the ships are already there. So it's everything after that that we have to work to unclog. It's there not being spaces for the ships at the berths. It's the containers being backed up. And that goes through our supply chain, through the rails, through the trucks, again, all the way to the store shelf.
Yeah, the ripple effects are wide, and we're learning they're very expensive as well.